Hey, how yous doing? I'm your announcer, Joey Clams. You're listening to a special episode of the Genghis and Ragman Show, recorded live at Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas. So kick back, pour yourself a pint, light a stogie, and listen as the boys crack wise, watch a horror movie, and even take some time to speak to Steve Grimmett of Grim Reaper fame. Happy Halloween! And now get ready for two guys who are so metal, the trick-or-treat bags are made out of Rob Halford's discarded leather jackets. It's Genghis and Ragman.
Started, John. What the fuck, man? John, can you?
Once he has the shit actually started.
Hey guys, New York coming at you to get things started. It's a nice Halloween.
This guy. Well, I guess at least he's trying to get into the spirit.
At least we're not fucking fighting those zombies this year.
No shit. Yeah. It is nice to be in the studio for once, just watching a nice horror movie.
Yeah, first time for everything over here. So, I tell you what, you know, we were jamming some a little bit of King Diamond as we were walking in.
For real.
That was pretty fucking sweet. Now we got a movie on?
Sort of moves in nicely into our movie tonight, yeah.
You got some popcorn?
Yeah, I do. Some nice buttered popcorn over here.
Let me butter your popcorn. Ew!
This guy. Just
fucking Mr. Dice up there.
I know. This guy's throwing him out. He's got the hits keep on coming, Holmes.
That's what I'm saying.
This is looking nice, dude. The makers of 30 Days of Night and The Grudge.
Nice.
Present Dark Floors, the Lordy motion picture. And of course it says, don't get off on the wrong floor. So this looks pretty sweet. I didn't know it was made by, Ghost House.
Yeah, they do good shit.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, dude. I've seen 30 Days a Night. Never watched The Grudge.
The Grudge is this.
I mean, there's the original. I'm sure everyone will say it's the original Japanese, but yeah, those are all like The Ring and all that. The Ring I thought was actually not bad, and they're actually making a sequel finally.
I'll go back to the island.
You don't do that?
I don't know. You see one, you've seen them all.
That's the thing. All the Japanese, they do a good job with a certain type of horror, certain type of mood.
Yeah.
But it's like, once you've seen it, you're right. They're all kind of the same. And it's, I don't know, sometimes it works, but the creepy little kid who looks like a ghost with a little black eyeliner, I'm like, that just looks dopey.
It was cool for that. What was the first one? The Ring?
Well, The Ring had, you never saw her face, right? You just have the hair, so that was more creepy.
Oh, then The Grudge was a little kid.
It was
the
little
house,
weird kid. And I never saw The Grudge part.
But this kid's pretty creepy.
Yeah, she's tripping, dude.
So I got big buck teeth.
I know.
Don't make fun of me.
I'll bite you. So let's read just real quick. I mean,
I'm actually going into a thing. We're being dicks. She's getting all fucked up with the MRI or something.
She's fucked up, Holmes.
She's singing Lordy Holmes. She's singing heavy metal Hallelujah. She's singing
her favorites,
like
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this one, the Lordy Motion Picture, says on the back, Sarah is a diseased little girl whose father is worried about her health, concerned for her after a near-fatal accident with a hospital scanning device, which I think we're about to see here. The father decides to immediately remove his daughter from the institution. With his daughter and her freaky monster drawings in hand, he makes way for the nearest elevator, but it breaks down, trapping them with others. Yet the incident is only the beginning of a descent into a nightmare. As the elevator doors open, the hospital appears mysteriously deserted. When mutilated bodies are found, creatures from a dark world start a frightening attack. It soon becomes clear that the survival of the group may rest solely on the little girl. Sweet.
That sounds scary, Holmes.
It's a classic sort of horror movie sort of setup. I can dig that. One of the things I read about this, I never actually saw it. Remember, we talked with Lordy about it. I think when he was making it or had just made it or something. But I looked at the little read up on the thing, and apparently it's the most expensive movie ever made in Finland.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you mentioned that to us when we talked to him the one time.
Yeah, as we know, Lordy, of course, is one of the dudes behind this movie, and he started to make horror movies with friends, and he's a bit of a director, effects designer himself, right? And he and one of his friends, Pete Risky, who was a future music video director for these guys, they all got involved in doing stuff and started representing Finland at international film festivals and shit. So, I mean, he's been doing this kind of shit for a while. Mr. Lordy has worked as a storyboard artist for Finnish movie producers and directed a lot of music videos. So they're basically down with this. They've been doing this kind of shit for a while. And I guess it's not too unusual, right? We've talked about it before, how heavy metal people all tend to kind of be connected to horror movies and that kind of thing. There's certainly a lot of crossover, King Diamond, and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So this is actually an example of where we actually see it done. Dee Snider is another good example with Strangeland, I guess.
Strangeland was awesome, too.
Yeah, so you get this nice, I'm getting an Exorcist 3 vibe here.
Yeah.
Waiting for Homeboy down at the end of the hall.
The movie's really well done, and I believe he wrote the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So, nice. If memory serves, when we talked to him.
Cool. Well, it's nice to finally see it. I hadn't seen it yet, so it's nice to. I don't get to see as many movies as I used to. You know, mm-hmm. I don't have the time and
the patience.
To kind of sit through it all and get into the because my girlfriend doesn't really like watching horror movies. So I don't get to watch a lot of shit.
You know, Metal Munchkin is recently growing a love towards horror movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's like. We got to watch all The Conjuring, Annabelle, and all that stuff. And then now she's like, we got to watch Sinister. And then we got to watch Saw.
Sinister is supposed to be pretty scary. I keep reading.
Oh, dude, I think The Conjuring movies are pretty creepy.
Are they? Is that the one with the clapping hands? The old girl in it? Lily Taylor, I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, trippy. Okay.
And The Conjuring 2 starts off with them doing a flashback when they were at the Amityville Horror House.
Oh, nice. Because it's about that couple, right? Yeah. That did the research on the Amityville Horror that led to the movie, and also apparently did research on other paranormal events. And so this is about them. Okay, all right.
It's killer stuff, man.
Oh, wow. I bet so. That sounds fascinating. I'm surprised people haven't done that before.
The cool thing with The Conjuring 2, I'm sure The Conjuring 1 may have it, but Conjuring 2, there's a documentary on the actual family that shit went down with.
Oh, okay, because the couple that write all this stuff, it's the story they're telling about those people.
So those people are interviewed, and then they have the couple, too.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, me and the Metal Munchkin were watching it, and she's like, Dad, I think I'm going to head to bed. I mean, because that's like when it gets real, right?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of that shit can get kind of creepy, especially if it... I guess the closer those things get to reality, the more creepy they can be, right? Like, some of them are like, if they take, like, Jason X, which is a fun movie to watch just for the fuck of it.
Sure.
But... You know, obviously, I'm never going to meet a serial killer in outer space. So there's only so much, you know what I mean, that you can kind of take with it. But something like this, where it's like, I'm in a hospital, somebody was in the hospital recently for a while, and you're there all night, and you might be up late because you're away from home. And
It
can get a creepy vibe in a hospital building.
Michael Myers could be on roaming the halls.
Yeah, dude, Halloween 2 was a classic. Yeah, exactly, I loved Halloween 2, dude. But anyway, so we're watching this now.
Shot very well.
Yeah, it looks very professional.
Yeah. And we thought we might do something different tonight. We've done a lot of stuff, paranormal.
Visited some sites. We just
our services weren't needed. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, and let's also be honest. If we're talking about apocalyptic horrors, we've got the election, so we don't need to be worried about anything else.
There was this music festival in Houston a month or so back, Ministry played.
Oh, nice!
And they had this thing Al Jorgensen had on the screens, like Donald Trump breathing fire, like he was Godzilla, and then it had Hillary Clinton doing the laser beam eyes.
Oh, like monster.
And they were like fighting each other on each side. So first off, I thought he was just panning Trump, but then he was getting on Hillary too. So I said, good for you.
I was going to say, at least if you're even-handed about it, that's cool.
Right, right. It's not one-sided. It's not, we saw Uncle Ted, and, he's Mr. Republican. But then you look at a guy like Jeff Tate, and he's Mr. Democrat. So, I'd rather have no politics in my music.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, just keep it subtle and just keep it to a minimum. I don't need to hear about it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, everybody's got whatever side they're on. That's fine.
The elevator's stoked.
And everybody's entitled to their opinions and their beliefs and what have you.
Hey, guys.
Oh, shit.
What's up, man?
It's getting pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, well, we gave him a little nightlight. Yeah. Turn on your nightlight, dude, if you're scared up there in the booth.
It's dude,
maybe the light bulb's fucked up
Something. Maybe we'll replace it.
Tommy
can run out and get some replacement balls.
No shit.
He's not here.
Who's maybe up there with you? Getting...
Nobody. McKee's didn't show up.
Nobody.
So you're up there solo?
Yeah, can I come down with you guys?
No, it's probably not a good idea.
And probably too. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it. Yes, there's a storm starting outside, which is kind of weird. But I don't think anything will come of that.
It's a storm bringing in a front, dude. It's going to cool off, be beautiful tomorrow.
Oh yeah, dude. The weather gets nice around October.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't come down. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, we've locked the door and I welded it shut.
Kind of doing a show. Yeah. We need someone to punch in some music. So, I tell you what, we've been talking about Lordy. This is his movie. How about we play The Kids Who Want to Play with the Dead?
Nice.
I like that. Let's do it.
Stuck in the elevator, and the creepy voice comes over the little speaker, right?
Just like, hello, hello.
I know.
It's fucking Robert Englund.
They're going to fight mano to mano, Holmes.
He's smiley, Holmes.
He's right. Any way you want it. He's like, mano to mano? What the really hell is
fooled.
That?
Really fooled. Dude, I am parched, Holmes.
Dude, yeah. Just like any other show we've done before, we've got to have a nice brew going.
Mr. G.
Beer, beer, gonna taste some beer, beer. hear the show!
Nice. I love that kind of shit where, like, you're in a building full of people. You go through a weird door, or the lights go out and come back on, and then all of a sudden it's empty as fuck.
Oh, shit. Shit's going to hit the fan, Holmes.
Exactly, Holmes. So is this... You've been raving about this brew.
Oh, dude, I read about it on Ray Beer.
What the fuck was that? Did you see the lights flicker?
Yeah, it was weird. Right when I burped.
Yeah. I thought maybe you did that. It's like that. You've had some powerful ones before, but I never saw the lights flicker.
John's trying to say something to us up there. Is his mic off?
I don't know.
Did you turn it off?
No, I don't remember, but...
I didn't, nothing.
I don't really care, so
let's just move on.
Yeah.
You got time for him, literally. Fuck that guy.
Man, this shit looks good, dude.
Oh, it does. Looks fucking beautiful.
And what did you say this is to clue in the kids?
This is by the Alesmith. Nice. This is the Evil Dead Red Ale. I'm excited about this guy.
Evil Dead. So they don't have a thing going with the Evil Dead franchise?
No, I don't believe so. That'd be hilarious. Ash versus the Evil Dead Red.
And his big old mugs on the brew line.
No shit.
But I'm loving that one. The new season's fantastic.
I haven't started. I got to start it.
You gotta watch it, dude.
I know.
You don't have enough stuff to do in your life.
I've got all sorts of time on my hands.
No, so let me read this real quick on the notes of this. This is your classic American Amber or Red Ale. It's, of course, the ABV is... 666, Holmes.
Oh, it is for
real? Yeah, 6.66%.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Classic. So, but low. Low for a red ale. Well, maybe not. I mean, reds aren't necessarily all that alcoholic. They can be, but not necessarily normally. This one is a fall availability from the Alesmith Brewing Company, which is out of California.
And who left the copy your own?
On Beer Advocate, it gets a 91, Holmes.
91.
It's a nice rating.
Yeah.
The notes say thusly, each Halloween we release this special concoction to celebrate one of our favorite holidays. Deep blood red in color and intense aroma of pine and citrus from an abundance of American hops balances the sweetness and rich bready flavors of this beer's caramel malts.
Nice.
The result is a fiendishly smooth brew that will make your taste buds scream with delight. This beer pairs excellently with toffee, caramel apples, or your favorite horror flick.
Nice. Hey, there we go.
There again, we're getting the Exorcist 3 vibe.
It was pretty funny.
You get the long shot down the hallway.
They just went to the Xerox machine and was going off by itself, and it wasn't Alice's ass. It's not Christmas here. And they're looking through the copies, and it's just like this face with these teeth.
And is it all just kind of blurry?
Yeah.
Like, oh, trippy, dude.
It's pretty cool looking.
Nice. Well, fuck, let's get in. I mean, let's start as we always do.
The bottle looks cool.
The bottle looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's that nice painted-on style that I think Alesmith does regularly, right?
Yeah, they do.
Are they the guys that make the Speedway Stout and all those others?
I think so. Yeah,
They're all bottles are like, kind of like the Woot, the Stone stuff. This is Evil Dead. It's got some zombies on it. Looks nice. It's a lot of grays and reds. Beautiful. Let's go on with this. The look of it.
Oh, God, that is ruby red, isn't it?
Beautiful, yeah, blood red kind of color. Nice, kind of soapy lacing.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. Ooh, that sticks around nicely.
It really does.
Yeah, I'll give that
a
3.5 or 4. Yeah, let's go for the aroma. Ooh, it smells nice.
Yeah, it does. Kind of watery, though, smelling.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But I like the flavor is the kind of mixture
It almost smells like a winter warmer.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm liking about it. Fuck, because I'm anxious for the weather to come in.
Well, so. Dude, I was looking for Pumpkinator. I said, where's your eyes go?
I know. Ma'am, do you know where your eyes are?
I left them in me purse.
I know. I think I forgot to bring them in.
some lady in a wheelchair with her eyes cut out.
Yeah, trippy. And the old dude's like, yeah, that looks normal to me.
He's like, where did you come from? Where do they grow you? anyway, I'm at the grocery store today. We are in October. Fucking winter warmer already from the Southern Star.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, I was at... Where were we? We went to some store recently. I think it was Home Depot.
Yeah.
They've already got the Christmas trees out. It's like, motherfucker, it's not even Halloween yet.
I know. I saw peanut oil out for the fried turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Like, come on already.
I was like, what are you doing?
Well, one day it'll be like Christmas will be like they'll be taking down the stuff at one end of the store. They'll be taking down the Christmas decorations and putting them up on the other end of this fucking store. It's like, well, it's already time to start. But let's move this in. On the aroma, we went in, what, three? Three and a half?
Three, yeah.
Yeah, let's just go for it. Let's try it. Mmm, complex.
Mm-hmm. Very, very watery, like I anticipated smell.
Yeah.
But the, good flavor.
Not bad flavor.
Ooh, it really sets in on the palate.
It feels like it's complex.
Dude.
And what I mean is that it's you can't quite pick any one thing out yet.
Right.
But you can pick a lot of different things, just not any one thing. There's a lot of shit going on. And maybe that'll be better as it warms up. It feels very alcoholic. I'm tasting a lot of that alcohol.
How are you?
Yeah. It could just be me. Let's get a temperature reader real quick, just out of curiosity. That's a 58.
Nice.
So it's right in there. Maybe as it warms up a little bit, it'll...
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that's the
nice.
Thing. And that's exciting, but at the same time, it's also... I guess there's nothing to latch on to yet. So you're kind of like, can't really...
You know what, though? I really
like
it.
Pick a flavor out of it.
I pick up all these different notes. I can't pick out a specific one to, describe it.
I have to say this. On the balance, not bad.
Oh,
because
it's so well
typically,
on the
I know you're bigger on the IPAs now where we didn't used to. But these, you can taste that citrus in the pine.
Very malty, yeah.
But it's not too strong and overpowering like usually. So that malt is balancing it really nicely. I like that. Oh, shit, some shit went down. The guard looks like, oh. And I like, too, this is a classic horror movie kind of deal, right? You get a diverse group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, like, a black security guard. You've got this sort of...
Businessman.
Old dude. Who,
the bum.
Yeah, who seems... But he probably says a lot of profound shit every now and then. You've got the, the pretty young nurse. You've got the little girl in the wheelchair.
And the dad or whatever
he
is.
Yeah, and, of course, the anxious dad. So you got all this dynamic going on. And then, what is this, like the earnest cop or something?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So, that's the dad, I think.
Oh, okay, he's the dad. Okay, and the other dude with the curlyish hair, he's like a businessman.
Yeah.
Generic businessman type dude. Who's like, I got stuff to do. I can't be here. What the fuck's going on?
John, what the fuck, man?
Something wrong with your mic, dude?
You trying to fuck with us?
What the fuck? Okay, calm down, dude. Check the leads, dude. Check the hookups and everything. Dude, you can let go of the button, dude. It's not working.
just get your hand off the button. It's annoying the piss out of me.
Yeah, but like check all the wires.
Is he crying?
I don't know what he's doing. He's crawling around trying to figure out what all. He looks a little desperate, but I think he's trying to check all the hookups. It's probably just
out.
A bad hookup.
Well, he gets freaked out every Halloween.
And he gets scared, right? He wants to watch all the horror movies like a little kid. I want to watch all the horror movies like the big guys, and he gets fucking scared as soon as the credits roll. So now he's all freaking out. He'll be fine, dude. Just keep checking.
Yeah.
He's all up there waving his hands. It's gonna be fine.
But Tommy's not here tonight,
so he's all scared.
He's like, "I'm going to go trick or treating this year." I was like, "Tommy, you're fucking 60 years old." He's like, is it an age limit?
Yes. Is that a problem?
Who fucking put that on there? It's like, nobody, sir.
If that's your thing, bro, I guess go for it.
He goes, I'm wearing a mask. No one's going to fucking know anybody. I was sure. A fucking 300-pound man, 6'6".
Italian dude, yeah.
Italian, say a trick or treat, they're going to think it's a kid. Go for it, Tom.
Big old dude's like, big pussy.
Big pussy.
I think the more I'm trying it, I mean, it's starting to it's still stay.
I like it, dude.
I can't say that I like it as much as you, but I'm not disliking it. It's just it's still
funky. Not a four.
I'm still trying to figure out what the taste is, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm so used to everything having a taste, whether it's like the mango Kolsch or something like that. Where
that Camp
was
Buena
a badass
mango,
beer, by the way. Yeah.
That was my harpoon.
That was some good ass beer.
That was a shit, dude.
Yeah, and then I had that other one though. The one that what's the company that has the Ralph Steadman
Terrapin.
Drawings on it? The blood orange ale.
Oh, the Flying Dog.
Is that what it is, Flying Dog? Yeah, they have that Ralph Steadman drawings.
Oh, how'd you like that? I didn't ask you.
It was real good, dude.
It's a shit.
That's the thing. You've had a lot of diverse beers tonight, so this one, I guess, I'm expecting like a flavor in particular, but I'm not getting.
This is
one.
probably the most watery beer we've both had tonight.
But it's not bad. Not bad.
I start with the. I had the Down to Earth Session IPA, and then I went with the, what did I do next? Oh, I did that Camp Wanabango, Wanabango by Harpoon, and then I finished with that Vanilla Cream Ale.
That's good stuff, man.
I forget who makes
Vanilla Cream Ale, with the board or whatever, the surfboard.
Yeah, it looks like it's a California beer.
It's very kind of, I was going to say California, Hawaiian looking or something.
Uh-oh, her drawing's getting more fucked up. He said, I want to hold me ears too.
And so I'm a homeless man and I just do what other people do. So they got all the cell phones going off at once, everybody calling.
The cop's like, I wish I wouldn't have cut myself shaving. Oh no, something hit me.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow. Then.
Weird. So all the TV screens.
Oh, it's getting
loud
and everything's cracking.
It's cracking all the screens. Everything's going to shatter at once or something. Trippy, dude.
Boom!
What the fuck? Is there like... Oh, look.
It's Mr. Lordy Holmes.
He's like, hello, hello.
No, it's not Mr. Lordy. It's just a demon or something. Or a ghost.
Why is he being a dick, Holmes? He's like, do you know how much those windows cost?
He thinks it's a Memorex commercial, Holmes. Or
it's, oh,
a,
it's
chick.
A chick. Yeah. She's like, I don't even care. I'm not going to pay for anything.
He's like, I fucking hate aquariums.
And the fish is like, thanks.
Shit.
And they go into a pitch black room as they open the door.
Great idea.
Like, this will be fine. It's like, did you remember to turn on the lights? Oh, okay. Yeah, see, you're always going to have the one dude who's just tripping.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to get the fuck out of here. And just won't listen to reason. He starts getting crazy. They're like, don't open the door, dude. He's like, oh, I got to get out of here. That's always mm-hmm. that kind of dude. And he like gets greased. You ever do what I do? And that is, oh, we'll finish the rating in a second.
Yeah.
You ever do what I do when I watch a horror movie? I like to pick one person from the beginning, pick a person in the cast and go, all right, I'm that guy. Let's see if I survive the movie.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Just to see if I'm that dude. Uh-huh. And then if you get killed, you're like, fuck, I picked the wrong dude. I'm dead now.
You kind of know who's
based on the
make
cast.
It,
yeah. It's like, well, obviously the not star the will win.
Yeah,
obviously
yeah.
You know what I mean. If it's a big name star, he's gonna win. Sure. Rarely does the big star get killed, or like the Hatchet movies, which I love.
Oh, those are good. Yeah,
Danielle Panabaker, I think, is the name of the main actress who's been in all of them. So you figure she's gonna keep surviving because she's sort of like the main person.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure she'll live if she's in.
Right, just like the chick from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right,
she's
like
if she has one, she's gonna live.
Yeah, she's gonna live.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's that kind of deal. So, sure. But I like to always pick. So I even see that when you see a movie like that's a Jurassic World, where all the pterodactyls are coming in and they're killing people randomly. And I'm always like, when I see a crowd, people running and they're all coming in, I'm like, all right, I'm that dude on the left there, and see if he gets killed in the middle of the crowd. I always do that shit. I don't know why I'm goofy like that. But anyway, just real quick, let's wrap this up so we can move on. The what would you say for the taste? Maybe a 3?
Yeah, about a 3.
And then the mouthfeel, as you said, watery.
Watery.
It's not bad. I mean, I think as far as the balance, real good balance.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is hard to pull off when you've got this kind of complexity.
I'd give it probably a solid 3 around the board.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair
I really
overall.
Like it. I'd buy it again.
Yeah.
But it's not blowing me away.
It's not like that, what is it, the zombie monkey porter or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a shit, homie.
That's a classic.
Hell yeah.
And, of course, Pumpkinator is always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love St. Arnold's Pumpkinator.
In our next show, we're going to have a one-year-old
that's Pumpkinator.
That's
right, we've been
selling it.
Nice,
yeah.
Sounds cool. We should do, if we ever get the chance, and maybe we will, I don't know what your plan is, do like a beer flight. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, or something like that of a particular beer, if we can sell her on that long.
Yeah, we could.
I don't know if we want to sell her the Neapolitan beer. Let's not hold it back that long. That's
fair. We got one of those. That's our Christmas present this year.
Yeah, that's right.
I do have a chocolate raspberry ale from, what was that brewery out of Kansas City?
Kansas City Brew.
KC Brewery, no.
KC and the Sunshine Brewery.
Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
I've got a chocolate raspberry ale from last year I sold.
Ooh, nice.
It's a year old.
Oh, nice. So if you could have like that one and then the current year.
Yeah.
So 1 year, current year, and then another one, 1 year.
Because remember, we fell in love with their chocolate ale.
Fuck
it's
yeah,
shit.
Dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Boulevard has some good stuff. Not all their stuff's great, but some of it is really good.
The Smokestack series stuff is really solid for the most part. Yeah. Well, who's this guy?
Is that business guy? Because he's got the briefcase, so I must
it's
be business
dude. Oh, okay. I thought it was a new guy.
No, he's business guy. Because, you know, briefcase. Suit?
Yeah.
Briefcase. Business guy. Oh, he's got the fucking cell phone out. So he's probably about to die next. Because he's by himself.
He's got the razor, Holmes. So I still got my razor.
I'll be all right. So, anyway, 3. What do you think? What should we do now?
I tell you what. Should we do a triple shot of Lordy?
Either that or...
Or is that a bit much? No, let's go something a little bit different here. I tell you what, this isn't super bloody scary, but there's a band I've been digging on called the Bloody Hammers.
You don't say.
And they almost have kind of a Sisters of Mercy type of old alternative type sound to them.
Nice.
I tell you what, let's play a little bit of horror rock. What's that? This actually isn't super horrified,
mm-hmm.
but it's a really cool band called the Bloody Hammers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have an old school, kind of alternative type feel with a little metal edge to it.
Nice.
They got a brand new record called Lovely Sort of Death. And let's play the track Lights Come Alive.
Nice.
Check it out.
In, dude, that's nice.
Yeah.
Especially on like the door, as all the lights are flickering, you're like, some shit's gonna go down.
I gotta say, and when we talked to Lordy, I'd seen this, or I can't remember if we had seen it yet, but if we were to talk to him again, I was gonna tell him, well done, bro.
Yeah, this is actually, and that's the part that impresses me most, is when they do this kind of stuff and it turns out looking very professional. I mean, it may not be your cup of tea, you may think, yeah, I've seen better horror movies, it's like, that's fine, but the fact that these just put it together outside of Hollywood, and it has this level of professionalism. It's impressive.
I think we should do a double shot of Lordy.
Uh-oh.
How about a little bit of hard rock?
The saints are tripled on this sinner's night. No star that lands with no guiding light. The walls come down like thunder.
The lights flickering again?
Yeah, it is weird.
It doesn't happen often, but it's happening every so often. I don't know, maybe it's something John's doing up there.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I think you fixed it, see?
Yeah. Hey, tell you what, we're having some problems here in the studio. Why don't we plug in that interview? Genghis and I recently caught up with Steve Grimmett from Steve Grimmett's
Grim Reaper. Hi, this is Steve Grimmett from Steve Grimmett's Grim Reaper, and you're listening to Genghis and the Ragman Show. Horns up!
Alright guys, you're on live with Ragman, mano e mano, with a metal legend, Mr. Steve Grimmett from Steve Grimmett's Grim Reaper. Steve, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I gotta tell you, man, I can't believe I'm seeing this, you in the States. It's been a long time. I know you guys have made some rounds, but I haven't had the chance to see you. Kind of tell me, let's go back to 2006 when you got this thing back together. You know, what sparked it? I mean, you had great bands like Lion's Heart and some other stuff, but what made you say, I want to do Grim Reaper again?
It was basically, we got asked to do quite a big, few big festivals in Europe. And basically, I got in touch with Nick Bocott, the original guitarist, and he was just really too busy to do it because he works for Marshall over here. And that's when we came up with the Steve Grimmett's Grim Reaper, because he didn't want anybody to think that it was a reunion, which quite obviously it's not. So basically, that was what it was all about. It was about doing these shows that people wanted to see us at, you know. So, and we've been, like you say, you know, we've been doing that since 2006 because people love to see us. It's great.
Well, let me ask you this, and I was excited about this because I'm an old school metal guy.
Yeah.
I love it when bands put out new music, and in the market we're in today, it's not an easy market to sell product. No. As far as doing a new record, you've been, you know, back together for about 10 years, or doing it as Grim Reaper for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. Why now?
Because I can't say the work was drying up, because it isn't. But we wanted to get back on and on the shows like Wacken Festival, which is the biggest one in Europe, and stuff like that. But we weren't getting invited back to play. And we just came up with the idea that it must be because we got no new material. So that's the reason why we started writing again. And it was good fun.
And it's a great new record.
Thank you.
Walking Through the Shadows. And I love the title track. That's probably my favorite track right now. It's cool. So catchy. Everything about it's really a cool track. How did that track come together for you?
Do you remember the feeling? Someone's watching you.
That was we wrote that at a rehearsal. I think out of the 12, we wrote 4 at rehearsal, and the rest of it, I have 2 studios, one that we recorded the album in, and one at home, which we wrote all the rest of the material at. So that was it, really. That one was at. Yeah, it was at rehearsal. Yes, it was at rehearsal. And I remember it, actually, yes. It was at rehearsal and came up instantly with the hook for the chorus, and then went home, developed it, mm-hmm. you know, to the thing you've listened to now.
Well, let me ask you this, because back in the day, I'm assuming, and I don't know, but I'm sure Nick had a big part in the writing process with you. And it was probably you two guys writing most of the music. Yeah. So how was this kind of a different experience with new guys not working with Nick?
It was, we did, when Ian and I decided that it was going to be, you know, we were going to do this thing, we sat down and said, right, okay, it's got to be the 4th album. It's got to sound like it. It's got to be written like it. It's got to be recorded like we used to record. And basically, that's exactly what we did. And so it was a bit of a regression for us, really, because obviously, you know, 30 years down the line,
yeah.
we've learnt an awful lot more and different ways of writing and recording. So it was literally, like I said, going back to old school. The drums were recorded in my studio, the guitar, the bass, my vocals were all done there. And what you hear on the album, there is no samples. It's as it was recorded.
Oh, so live?
Yeah.
Oh,
can't say it was all live, but certainly the drums are, you know, there's no samples in it or anything like that. You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty much old school.
I guess the only thing, if you know, going back and listening at the greatest hits and so forth, hearing the old production, now you have 2000s
yes.
technology for production, and the new record's really, really well produced, and it's got a great sound.
Great, yes. Well, it's like I say, you know, it was being careful about the sounds that we picked when we recorded Ian's guitars. We went through, must have been around 6 amplifiers before we found the one that it's blindingly obvious when you go through the stuff, you know, through different instruments and different amplifiers. It's blindingly obvious which is the one you've got to record or the one you've got to use. So it was that, and the microphones that we used, drums was the same. You know, I had 3 microphones on each drum, and then we picked the best out of them all. Same for bass, although that wasn't quite so difficult. And then vocals, well, I've been using the same vocal setup for many years, so I carried on with that, so I didn't need to do anything with that. But, yeah, so, you know, basically what you hear is really what we put down onto virtual tape.
That's awesome. Any ideas that you brought from the past that maybe have been leftovers from, say, the last record in 87, or was this all new material?
No, it's all new material. Yeah.
Very good. Did you have to get in that mindset to say, okay, I need to pick up where we left off in 87, or did it come organically?
No, we had to go back, like I said to you. It did help, obviously, because we've been playing the old stuff quite some time. So, it was a difficult thing to do, but easy in another respect. Difficult because we had to regress, you know, because we'd say we'd been doing, you know, been recording for 30-odd years now, and you know, with the way you do it, the different ways you do it, and writing also, of course, different. We do all that different now. But taking it back was a difficult thing, but a rewarding one.
Oh, nice. And I agree. It's very rewarding for the fans. It's a very strong record. How long have you been putting this material together? Is it stuff that you've been working on for the last 2 or 3 years, or is it...
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We had 2 member changes whilst we recorded as well, which meant we had to totally re-record bass and drums. And really and truly, I think it was for the better. And... You know, these new guys, I mean, I've never played with a drummer like Paul White. Awesome drummer, as you'll see tonight. You know? And the same with Martin, the bass player. Fantastic rhythm section. And the record shows it as well. You know? But live, they are absolutely awesome.
That's awesome. Well, any thoughts of doing like a live DVD of... some of these shows here or something in a festival?
We may do, yes. More than likely, I'd say. But we're also looking to record the few shows here as well. So we'll probably give it another week, and then we've got another 4 weeks to carry on. 4 or 5 weeks. And there are a few venues that we're going to be doing have got that facility. So I think we're going to probably do... sort of 2 or 3, and then pick out the best and do that as well, and be honest, you know, we won't go back into the studio and do, you know, bits. So, yeah. So.
Well, I want to bring up another song on the record that I'm really into. I was jamming to it today with my 13-year-old that loved it too.
Right, yeah.
And I got to say, she was really bummed out. She was looking forward to meeting you, but they wouldn't let her in the gate, so I had to say, honey, you got to stay home.
Yeah.
But Now You See Me. Do you have a cool story of how that song came together?
It's basically where you let people into your life and you let them see just that little bit more than you normally would let out, you know, a bit more of the private thing. And that's pretty much all it's about, you know. So, yeah.
Well, it's a killer song, and it... I got to say, you brought back that vibe of Grim Reaper with this record.
Yes.
It does have kind of that more modern sound, which I'm digging too. Because if you listen to the old, it's a little bit thinner and stuff, and this is a little bit thicker and meatier.
Yeah.
And I like that. But very, very, very strong record. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you this. As far as touring, are you located in the UK still?
Yes.
I know it's going to be hard for you to come over. I mean, was the demand for Grim Reaper over here strong enough? I guess it's strong enough for you guys to come over, so...
Absolutely. You know, once we've actually got... The two tours before this one, my manager, who's my wife, so we're a bit of an Aussie and Sharon setup, but she organised the whole tour that time, and this time we've now got a proper booking agent, for a tour manager. It's all being done properly, and as soon as we announced the fact that we wanted to come over, and the reason that we came over was to support the album, the demand was right there. And within 2 weeks, I think The booking agent had probably booked around 20 shows. So that was enough in 2 weeks, you know. So, yeah, it's the demand is here. It's also, we have a big demand in Japan too. And when we finish this tour, we have got one in December. We're taking the rest of December off. In January, we're out to South America for 4 to 6 weeks. I'm not sure exactly how long we're going to be there, but it will be at least 4 weeks, traveling all over. So the demand is there.
Did you ever imagine at this point in your career that there would be such a resurgence of Grim Reaper? And sounds like you're busy as ever.
Yeah, we're busier than we ever were, to be perfectly honest with you. And it is worldwide. You know, it's not just America where it was in the 80s. It is worldwide. And it's phenomenal. It really is. And no, I didn't think I'd be this busy even doing it again, you know, because I love doing it. It's awesome. So, yeah, good.
Two more questions and I'll let you go. One, your voice. Your voice is strong as ever. What do you do? I noticed you were doing like a lozenge on your throat.
I've got a bit of a problem. I mean, I'm quite sore. As we started off in, this time around, we started off in on the West Coast, and it was so hot and dry, I think it's dried me out a lot. So I'm using it because I got sore. So I'm using Chloraseptic and stuff like that to try and coax it back into working properly, you know.
Nice. Well, after this, well, where do you go from here? Do you go back, do a new record? It sounds like you're going to be touring for a while, so...
Yeah, we're going to be touring for probably the next 6 months, so we're going to need to start writing it while we're on tour. Yeah.
So you guys are in it for the long haul. This is your main objective, and you're 100% in.
Yes, it is, and we are. Yeah, definitely.
Last question. Nick Bocott, do you think he'll do a guest appearance on a future record?
You never know. You never know. He does come up with us live every so often. He did two of the West Coast shows with us. So, yeah, there's always that possibility, yes.
Well, Steve, before we let you go today, is there something you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Yeah, thank you very much for your continuing support. You know, you're the reason that we do this, and if you didn't come and see us, then we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you very much.
Well, Steve, it was an honor to talk to you. You're a metal legend. We want to tell all the fans to go get the new record out there. And good luck tonight, man. Can't wait to see you live.
Cool. Thank you very much. Take care.
Problems getting resolved up there?
Hey,
John.
Yeah.
Dude, what's up with the lights? Why are they out?
Oh, you're in the theater, dickhead.
I know that, but the little lights on the side of the walls.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we've been having the thing's been flickering on and off every now and then throughout the fucking night.
Yeah, you came down and briefed us about nothing, basically, that you were a little nervous. because the lights flickered.
Yeah, you've been losing your shit up there like a little girl, dude. What's the problem?
There's a storm out there.
No, no, this is something different. We were last year we were at that house in New York.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Amityville.
I had those weird shit going on.
Huh, all right.
Why didn't you tell us that? And, oh, Mr. Lorry is eating somebody's leg.
Oh, shit, dude, he's hungry, Holmes.
What the fuck, man? All the lights are out.
What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, the movie shut off.
All right, well, I think we're still recording at least, but everything else needs to be out.
I don't see John.
The lights, I can barely see you only by the light from my laptop.
But there's no, I mean, is that just on battery power?
Yeah.
The fuck, man?
Yeah, the power surge protector or whatever is all, it's off.
Yeah. There's no power whatsoever.
What the fuck? Holy shit. Are we?
I don't want to say it.
I think. Sir, can you hear us?
Dude, they can't hear us.
Dude, we're in the fucking movie.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. This is fucked up. Little girl. Crazy old man. Why aren't they listening to us? I mean, if we're in here, the room with them.
Yeah. I don't understand, like, how can I? This is kind of wild, dude.
I'm not getting this. I don't understand what's going on. Dude, his leg's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. Here, dude, you need some extra fucking bandages, bro. Hey, lady, you want some more bandages? Or I'll just leave
Mr.
them on the...
Tough guy.
I'll leave them on the table.
No shit. Where's John? Have you seen John?
No, I mean... Oh, look, dude. There's a fucking... It's like there's a TV on the wall over there.
Yeah.
Like where we were watching him. What the fuck is going on?
I can see him waving his hand.
I can see the studio.
But I can't hear him.
I don't think he can see us.
I don't think so either.
What
he's crying.
Fuck, dude? He's crying. Of course he's crying.
He's in his tank top and jock crying.
He's all freaking out. What a fucking baby.
Well, I think we don't need to worry about John. Well, we need to worry about getting the fuck out of this hospital.
Yeah, this is bad, dude. Whoa, fuck, they're leaving. I'm going to follow them.
I'm getting behind the cop. He's got the gun, so.
I'm not liking these fucking noises, I'll tell you that.
Not either. Dude, fuck. I'm with you, bro. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Shit, I mean, fuck. Maybe we'll just, let's leave a note, I guess. So if we survive this shit, John can throw a fucking song in or something, or I guess, while we figure out what the
sure,
fuck's going on.
I mean, we could... Yeah, we can't... Is your phone working?
No, I don't get a signal. I mean, it's on, but I can't fucking connect to anything.
Well, what we could do, these fuckers are ignoring us. I guess we just kind of make sure we don't get fucking killed.
Yeah, I'm watching that room we just came from. There's nobody coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
She's sticking around with the fucking intercom.
I don't trust that little girl. She's looking at me really odd, dude.
Oh, power went out.
Dude, that's
great.
Like the speaker that just went out with John in the studio.
Oh, yeah, the same fucking thing happened.
Same thing happened.
Oh, why couldn't the nurse come out into our world? That would have been all right. I would have been fine with that.
You've been okay with that?
It's been all right. I'll tell you what, I'm following security, dude.
Oh, everybody is. You guys stay back there. Even the limp dude. The dude limping. Bro, you're going to, like, slow us down. Just stay back there.
Yeah.
Crazy old man, I don't know about you either.
Yeah, I don't think we need those two again.
I just need people who are going to help me defend myself.
Oh, shit. Stairwell. Well, I guess he's got the... At least I don't have to carry the fucking wheelchair.
Well, I tell you what, we're down here in this basement or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that they've had these lights down here.
Hopefully everything's still recording back where we were.
I hope so, too. If not, we're just looking like a couple of dipshits. But no one can see us anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess if nothing else, we got to figure out how to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we should do that. That would be a good idea.
So maybe these guys can do what they're fucking doing, but we got to figure out a way to get through that TV, I guess.
Right. I feel like I'm in Shocker.
I know, exactly. We got to figure out what the fuck.
I bought Shocker. Talking about movies, and we're in one right now, apparently. Moving off the stalls.
That's right.
Because no one can fucking see us. But, I got the Shocker on Blu-ray.
Nice, dude.
And it was such a cheesy fucking movie. I mean, Wes Craven, Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty much money.
Not one of his better movies, even though he's a good horror guy.
But I got to say, I liked it better now than I did back in the day.
That's the thing. I think he wasn't worried about necessarily making the greatest movie of all time. Mm-hmm. He was like making a movie of that time, and it took a little time to pass by to first be able to appreciate it.
Sure.
I don't think we could have appreciated it at the time. It just
right.
seemed, like you say, it seemed cheesy. And
right.
I remember being kind of disappointed. I mean, it was still kind of fun.
Yeah.
But what's fun is seeing Mitch Pileggi from the fucking X-Files be a bad guy. I've never seen him play a bad guy otherwise. Mm-hmm. He was always, you know,
he was Horace
Director
Speaker?
Skinner from the fucking X-Files.
Was he a Horace Speaker?
He was, yeah, the dude
the main
in the,
guy?
In the yeah, in the who got killed in the electric chair.
Oh, sure, sure. Horace Speaker, oh.
I never remember the name. I just remember the bad guy.
Killing exactly. Who's this dude? Why's she crying?
Tripping, dude.
Oh, he's got a little blood on him.
Is he going to suddenly come to life or something? She's tripping.
I don't trust this little girl.
You got to keep an eye on the little girls, man, when they're tripping. Oh, shit, there's bodies everywhere, dude. Look down this hallway.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Of course, he's carrying a fucking tape recorder that will give us some exposition.
Some clues, yeah. Oh, okay. He recorded a broken record. Thanks.
Good. That's not creepy or anything.
Well, so anyway, since we have a topic and no one can talk to us, I guess we should create a topic. I mean, we're on Halloween. We have been talking a lot of horror movie talk tonight, which is pretty fun. It's always fun to do that, you know?
I know. And even if they're not necessarily metal, I mean, what is your... Let me ask you, what's your favorite horror movie of all time, but maybe what's your favorite horror movie recently?
Recently, I would say maybe Conjuring 2 was probably the scariest horror movie I've seen in a while.
Nice.
There's a nun in there that just creeps me the fuck
out. Oh, yeah,
out.
The creepy nun chick.
Oh, yeah. About. Horror movie of all time? That's a tough one.
Yeah, I know.
I hate to be cliche, but probably the king daddy of movies to scare the piss out of me? Probably The Exorcist or The Omen.
The original,
those are
the
two,
the classics.
But I love Halloween 1.
Yeah,
the original. Phantasm, of course.
I know, you're always a big
Coscarelli
fan.
Everybody thinks that's really cheesy. The first Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That don't look cool through that door.
No, that doesn't look good there. She's like, fuck this shit.
She's like,
you mean
I
gotta
that?
Go in there?
It's like, obviously, you're the Holy shit, homeboy's coming through the fucking...
Ow, fuck! Dude, why did that rock hit me? Did you
feel
a rock?
I was thinking the shit would go through us.
Oh, shit. Why is he looking at us?
Holy fuck, that's not good.
Dude,
time to get out of here. Beast don't fail me now.
God, I gotta get off fucking diet. Why aren't you big. Fucking breathing harder?
Because I was on your back, dude. Thanks for carrying
me. I'm fucking tired.
Dude, shoot him, motherfucker. Do it. This can't be good.
Oh, no. Dude, let's all get away from... Oh, great.
Damn.
Ow.
If you're not going to shoot him, dude...
Fucking shrapnel. Dude.
He kind of looks like Pumpkinhead.
And why is he staring at us?
I know. I don't like that he
can
sees
us. Can
he
see us?
Even though nobody else can.
I don't get it.
That's why I'm standing behind everybody else. Yeah, that dude's going to be fucked, dude.
Oh, he's done. The only guy with a gun is now dead, and we're fucked, Holmes. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm just glad they're out there. We fucking snuck in this room at the last second, and they closed that door. What the fuck is she tripping up?
That dude's screwed. Yeah, it's not looking good for us.
I was waiting for his, like, face to come through the door. Like, get the fucking shape through the fucking metal door.
I tell you what, my favorite horror movie soundtrack, we've talked about it several times, Trick or Treat.
Certainly.
I'm AKA Ragman.
Oh, yeah. Fast Way.
Have a little Fast Way. Let's do After Midnight off the Trick or Treat soundtrack.
Yeah.
Sequel, Shocker, and then Trick or Treat.
For real, dude.
For reals. How about you? Is there some music that you prefer this time of year that... Hold on. Calm down, bro. Oh, you can't hear me. Okay, fuck it.
I know. I'm just comforting the nurse. I'm going to make sure she's all right.
Dude, let's just stay over here in the corner and let them do whatever they got to do.
Yeah. Just stay out of their way.
So, back to my question. Is there a song you like to hear around Halloween? Kind of creeps you out a little bit?
I mean, maybe Spider's Lullaby is pretty creepy. You know,
Spider's Lullaby?
Yeah,
nice.
Sure. A lot of that old Merciful Fate stuff, Off Stone Break the Oath, is pretty creepy.
Oh, yeah.
But beyond that, I mean, traditional music, you know, metal music isn't all that creepy. What the fuck's going on outside this window, dude? Check this out. Why is the... It's like there's a lightning strike, but it's frozen.
Not that John can hear us, but we should play something. What do you want to play?
I don't know.
Want to play the Spider's Lullaby by King Diamond?
Yes.
Let's do it. Trying to bust your ball, but yawning is probably not a good thing right now. You should be a little, like, wired. I'm like freaked the fuck out right now.
Well, I guess in part I'm calmed a little bit by the fact that no one else seems to see us. I mean,
yeah.
I know creepy dude sees us.
Yeah.
But I mean, so far he hasn't touched us yet. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, he's luckily there's lots of other humans to kill before he gets done.
Is John's voice coming through the little speaker he's talking to? That was John's voice. He was talking to the chick, but she didn't seem to. Well, was she?
She wasn't responding to him. No. So it's like she can't hear him, but
yeah.
We can.
That's weird.
Fucking wigging me out, dude. That I mean, I'm
weird.
A little freaked out, but I guess I still kind of feel.
You're a little freaked
it's
out.
It's almost like we're not here, but here. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if fucking Smiley the Monster Man.
Smiley.
If he didn't see us, we'd be fine.
He looks like Pumpkinhead's like heavy metal brother.
No shit, Chet. No shit. You know, speaking of Halloween and Trick or Treat, there's actually a band called Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
And they just came out with a new record called Rabbit's Hill Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about the Rabbit's Hill Part 1. Do you?
No.
No, they're a pretty good band. They're kind of like a power metal type thing. Why don't we do something... that I kind of wish would happen to the monsters in the realm we're in at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
How about let's do the track They Must Die?
All right.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
Was he a pedophile?
I recognize this guy.
You do?
Yeah, this guy was in Aliens.
A fucking way.
Yeah, he was Gorman.
Gorman?
Remember, he always wore an asshole Gorman at the end where he dies with the Hispanic chick, Vasquez.
I kind of remember that. It's been a long time, That's a great movie. Aliens?
Aliens is still to these days.
I didn't like Aliens.
Oh, you didn't like the sequel? You like the original Aliens. The original. Ridley Scott. That is a pretty badass flick.
Did you like Aliens?
Oh, fuck yeah.
My dad liked
it. Because what it is they took the horror movie and combined it with an action movie, which isn't an easy thing to pull off.
Sure.
But James Cameron managed to do that.
But, you know, no, I love...
Heavier on the action, obviously.
The first Aliens was
really cool. Just like pure horror suspense, and that was excellent. Because this is a classic, we're trapped somewhere with a monster.
Yeah.
Now, they've done a variation where, like, we're trapped underwater with a monster, like in a submarine or something. We're trapped in space with a monster. And I guess that's what this one was, the original kind of, we're trapped in a fucking close place, like this ship, with a fucking monster. Don't know where he is. He's a total badass because he's got all these abilities and shit. And nobody knows where the fuck he is. But we got to hunt him down. So you get that isolation type of shit. Have you ever played, did you ever play the video game? Speaking of some games, because I love games. There was that game, I can't remember what it's called now. Alien something. It's basically, it's like a sequel to Aliens.
Oh, really?
And graphics are amazing. And you're out in space. You're actually Ripley's daughter, I think. And because remember, she did have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And this chick is grown up now. She's on her own spaceship. And they totally, like, the look and feel of it, they mimicked the first movie. So all the set, I mean, it looks like you're in the first movie.
Oh,
the ship.
Nice.
I mean, in fact, there's even like a DLC, some extra downloadable content, where the original characters from the original movie are in it. They all voice their own characters.
Really? Even
they brought back all the actors.
I'm trying to think of his name, the English guy that
John Hurt.
John Hurt, yeah.
Came back and did all their own voice acting for it. It was sweet. But what's cool is they say the AI in it,
what's wrong with that?
The alien, fucked up, dude. But the alien in it is like fucking badass.
Oh, nice.
So like he's like you hide in a locker, like you hear him coming in the locker, and you're peeking through the little thing, and you see him walking around like looking. And if you're not careful, sometimes he'll be like, open up the locker, and you're fucking dead.
You're dead.
But it's scary as fuck because you get that little noise, maker like wee, when you're nearby, like sonar, and it just wigs you out. I mean, it's pretty fucking sweet.
I keep thinking of the kids' Spaceballs, where they're in the diner.
Spaceballs. Hello, my baby.
Exactly. I mean, I shouldn't be joking at a time like this.
I know. But, you know, like I said, as scary as this all is, I kind of get this feeling like we might be safe. I mean I'm not saying we stand around in front of the monster.
Sure, sure.
But it's called Alien.
We need to haul ass.
It's called Alien Isolation, by the way, just in case you're interested. It's a really great fucking game, and if you ever get the chance to play it, you should play it. It came out, I think, on every platform. So,
horror movies, what's the last horror movie you watched and you really enjoyed?
Oh, man, that's an excellent question. What have I watched? It's been a while since I watched anything scary. If I did, it might have been...
What the fuck was that?
What's going by? Holy shit. I don't know about shooting the gun is a great idea, bro.
That hurt my fucking ears, man. Yeah. Are those fucking rats?
What the fuck? They're teddy bears?
What the hell? And they're little fucking doctor teddy bears.
I know, they got the little fucking wrapped around the head like a cartoon headache.
It's so bloody cute.
It's freaky, dude. Anyway, I don't even get anything from the last one. It's been a while. I've seen clips of other movies, like that one, not The Conjuring. What's the one with Insidious, I think it might have been.
Uh-huh.
With the dude with the red and black face.
I think that was Insidious.
He was behind the
other. The first one was good, but yeah, some of the others were not so good.
Yeah, I mean, that looked freaky. And there's all those other movies, like, where there's just sort of like a creepy monster type. I want to watch It Follows. That's supposed to be awesome. Have you seen that one?
It was okay.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
I heard it's because it's like a twist on the genre. I heard it's supposed to be pretty good.
I kind of want to watch it again just because. But it didn't blow me away.
Not like in that vent. That looks creepy.
No.
Great.
Is that what they're saying?
Let's just get the fuck out of here. Follow them.
Yeah, maybe we should. It's filling up pretty quick over there.
In any case, No, really? I don't get to watch as many horror movies as I used to.
Really?
And I have to admit, I'm a little bit of a... I mean, I'm older now. And, you know, to be fair, though, I was going to say I'm a little more scared of them now. But
really?
Do you know why? Because they're full of jump scares, which is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Jump scares, of course, is where they all of a sudden just do something really like, like really loud music and jump in your face and scare you that way. And it's not so much that they were scary because it's really frightening. It's because it just surprised you. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And that's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can scare almost anybody who just jump out of nowhere when they don't expect it.
Sure.
Whereas the other kind of scare, like Psycho, right? Alfred Hitchcock, where you slowly build a suspense, like, I know something's going to happen, and it ain't happened yet. Like they did with Exorcist 3. That was a perfect example.
Oh, it just came out on Blu-ray, too.
Oh, sweet. Where you just see the nurse going back and forth doing stuff, and they just let that build for a while, like, something's going to happen. And you're just waiting, all of a sudden, dang! Freak the fuck out when Holmes comes out. That's building that suspense. That's a legitimate scare.
Oh, yeah.
But that jump scare where it's like, duh, somebody pops up, that's bullshit.
Did you see Conjuring 2?
No, I haven't seen any of the late.
They're fucked up.
See, I don't know. Some of that stuff, too, like I said, I'm like, I don't need any... I already sleep with the light on. I don't need any more shit.
Oh, dude. The worst part about those type of movies is...
What the fuck are they looking at? I don't know, dude. Get out of my way, dude, so I can see. What's this guy standing in my way for?
It's just like a robot or
like two people died hugging each other or something?
Uh-huh. Well, it smells kind of funky in here. Yeah. That's what it looks like. A couple of skulls or something.
I'm fucking watching every direction, bro. I got my head on a swivel now.
I'm going to go back over here by the kid in the fucking suit dude.
Yeah, I'll follow. Let's get back up.
Yeah. Oh, but actually the Conjuring movies, they freak me out more, I guess, because they're like all based on fact. So when they're based on fact, that fucks me up.
That's what's scarier, yeah.
Because you're like, okay, I know a lot of this is embellished, but how much is really real?
All right.
You know?
And the thing is, realistically, you've seen enough, especially by our age, you've seen enough weird shit in the world that isn't explained that you're like, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I do believe weird shit goes on that we can't explain.
Right.
What's the difference, right? So that's, I mean, it might as well be a fucking ghost. I mean, just because I can't prove to you, here's a ghost in this box right here that you can see, here's proof, doesn't mean that shit don't go on, weird supernatural shit.
Hey, is that John's voice?
I think it is. It sounded like John.
Yeah, it did.
What the fuck, dude?
Dude, what the fuck's your problem? Oh, he shivved him. Or tried to shiv him.
He's all fucked up, dude. Like his skin's peeling.
He doesn't look so good. Dude, he's got a plague. Come on, bro. Come on, suit man.
I'm just mad he doesn't have any eyebrows. He's fucked up.
Fucking hate you.
Beating up an
old
man.
I don't have eyebrows like you.
I know. Someone's beat you like an old man. No, I'll kick you in the face.
Was he a robot or something? If we can somehow communicate to John, or
maybe that's
we get
the
back.
Key. If we can get back to him, maybe he can do something.
I tell you what, let's do some new Rage. Off their brand new record, The Devil Strikes Again. How about Spirits of the Night?
Face of sorrow, eyes of death.
draws. This little girl just drawing shit. That's a creepy drawing, kid. She's while like, homeboy's back there beating that dude.
He's a horrible old dog.
I wish we could have stopped him, dude. That just seemed wrong that he was beating that dude. But
I know.
I tried to put my arm there, and it just fucking went right through him.
What? He's trying to give the little girl to the fucking demon dude.
Yeah.
He's like, eat her and leave her us alone.
The little chair rolled by itself. Oh, shit. I don't like these lights going on and off. That's fucked up.
That's not good. It's like the studio a little bit ago.
Right
oh, shit. Dude, we're in the fucking pitch dark again.
Second back here. That's
hold on. What the hell? Where's this wind coming from?
I don't know. The fuck?
It's going to mess up my hair.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It doesn't seem to be hitting me, but it is hard to see.
Yeah, I can't. It's like sand. All that sand we saw coming out of that vent. What's that little girl looking at?
Holy
oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm on this side.
Is that fucking Pinhead? Oh, my God. That ain't Pinhead, dude.
That looks like Sid Haig.
It does.
Everybody looks like Sid Haig.
Dude, maybe we
all Gorman? Bye-bye, motherfucker.
Whoa.
That don't mean he's gone.
Holy
shit.
Holmes?
Staying back here where that shit goes down.
Don't be a hero, bro. Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero. Don't be a fool with your life. Bro.
Oh, dude, he broke the glass. Maybe we can get out of here. How far up are we?
That's a good question, man. Maybe there is a way out of here.
I don't know if I want to look out the window. There may be some shit going on out there.
That ain't no shit.
And the wind is broken. Let's just go take a look, see if we can get out of here.
All
right. This may have some dead air, so... How about we play a little bit of music?
Maybe, do that.
If we get out of here, maybe John can, you know, mix this in. But I see a little typo negative. You brought them up earlier.
Nice.
I was thinking of something off October Rust. We're in October.
For sure.
And the moon is blood red, which is odd. So let's go with the wolf moon.
That works.
Let's do it.
I mean, it seemed like a good idea to go through that broken window, and I guess it's kind of working.
Fuck! That lightning was loud, dude.
Holy shit.
Dude, are we in the studio?
Holy fuck.
You hear that electric noise? It's like that buzzing,
something sparking or something. Sparking?
Oh, holy shit, the lights are on.
The TV's back. The movie's back where we left it.
Hey, we're back.
What the fuck, dude?
What the hell happened?
I don't fucking know.
Holy shit.
Did you try to come in the studio?
Yeah, no. No fucking way.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, bud, for your, do you remember talking us through some speakers?
Yeah, I was seeing what was going on, and I tried to communicate.
I think we were able to hear you, dude, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Turn me on.
This motherfucker. No. Not as much as the idea of surviving turned me on.
Exactly.
Cool.
Thank God that shit. We survived that bullshit.
One of the weirdest fucking Halloweens ever.
Yeah, maybe we should have just gone on a fucking trip like you should. Might have been safe.
Yeah, no shit. All right, Paisan, before we wrap this up, it looks like we're safe. Let's play a little eerie music on the way out. What are you thinking?
How about a little Slayer?
Nice.
Yeah, that last album was pretty good. World Painted Blood?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say to the title track? Seems appropriate.
Seems very appropriate.
Blow it.
School, almost classic. This came out
1952
in the early 50s. Actually, I was thinking about going with some Cradle of Filth.
Nice.
Off the Midian record, which is probably my favorite record of theirs ever.
Dude, Midian's where the monsters live, Holmes.
It is, Holmes. How about Her Ghost in the Fog? Survived another Halloween, a little different experience. Thought we were going to have a nice little comfortable evening here in the studio.
And had some fucking weirdness.
And then we go into this weird hospital with these people that are still apparently in this movie that we should probably shut off so it doesn't happen again tonight. We could be fucked. But before we want to let you go, we want to give you two big horns.